Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Mem Zayin, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Tanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilu Nishmas Daniel Leib Ben Yisrael. So we're moving along in Perek Hazav. Specifically, the Gemara is discussing the halachos of Kinyan Chalip, and as we've seen, that when you talk about kinyan chalipin, really it's achashi hishtayim, meaning it can come in one or two forms. One mahalach of kinyan chalipin is where somebody wants to acquire something from somebody else. There's an exchange of an item. The purpose of that item is merely to effectuate the kinyan. We'll see in the course of today's daf who exactly gives that item to whom. But the point is that Reuven wants to buy a piece of property from Shimon. Reuven is then going to give something to Shimon, or Shimon's going to give something to Reuven. By that item transferring from Rishus to Rishus, now this piece of property that they're discussing, transacting, is going to be in effect. Now, obviously, that item that's being exchanged is not the compensation and the consideration for this transaction. This is a piece of property that's worth $1,000, and they handed over a handkerchief that's worth $5. And Ochinami, there's going to be a choiv that's going to be associated with this transaction, but as it relates to the actual kinyan, the handing over of this item is what would effectuate the kinyan. That's one mahalach of kinyan chalipin. Another approach for kinyan chalipin is where two people have things and they want to swap it out, the two things. Reuven has wheat, Shimon has barley. I'll give you my wheat, you give me your barley. The halach is that if they agree to do that, as soon as one of the two people is koina, he does a meshicha on one of these two items, everything would go into effect. The difference between the two cases is when the chalipin is done in that fashion, there's no additional compensation, there's no additional consideration, there's no chayv that comes along with it. The payment for the wheat is the barley. The payment for the barley is the wheat. Either way, both of these approaches fall under the general purview of chalipin. Most of the sugyas of chalipin mean either one of these two forms of chalipin. They don't discriminate. Regardless, chalipin is a kinyan, as we're going to see in the course of the daf, and really primarily in the raid, it was a very popular form of kinyan. In fact, the Gedolei Achrayim say in different places that stam kinyan in Shas is kinyan chalipin, which is interesting. So there's many types of kinyanim, but stam kinyan is kinyan chalipin. Today's daf, as was yesterday's daf, a very, very important daf in terms of understanding the basic laws of chalipin. Now, specifically, we're in the middle of a Gemara that talks about whether matbeya is nasa chalipin or matbeya is not nasa chalipin. So, can somebody acquire a matbeya via kinyan chalipin or not? The Gemara brought Amiram that said yeah, Amiram that said no. We pick it up on that note, 13 lines from the bottom of daf mem vav mem b'sran. We learned in our Mishnah, kol hametaltalin koinin zezed. The Mishnah said that in the event that two people are transferring metaltalin, so as soon as one person does meshicha on the metaltalin, he's koina what he did meshicha on, and the other person is going to be koina the thing that he meant to acquire as well. Now the Mishnah said, kol hametaltalin koina zezed. We know hakel is always lerabbis. It sounds like we're coming to be married with something that's included in this halacha that maybe otherwise you would not have anticipated. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, you know what kol hametaltalin is coming to include? Va'afilu kis mole mois, bekis mole mois. If you have two people that have a kiss mole mois, they have a suitcase with money, they say, you know what, I'll give you my suitcase, you give me your suitcase. Now, loch is, as soon as one does meshicha with one of these two suitcases, the other one automatically is going to be koina the other. Now, Rashi says, that's poshet if kol hametaltalin are koina ze'eze, and it's lirabois afilu kiss mole mois, the kiss mole mois, it can't be that the kiss mole mois is effectuating the kinyan via kinyan kesef. Although you're dealing with mois, but it can't be that what's going on here in this halacha is kinyan kesef. Why? Because mois is not koinois. Whether it's not koinois midairais, it's not koinois midrabanon, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's not koinois. And the Mishnah says, kolam etaltun koinois eze, and Reish Lakish said, afilu kiss mole mois, be kiss mole mois. Bal korchach, what then is the kinyan of the Mishnah? It must be kinyan chalipin. What then do you see from here? that matbeya is niknes bechalipin. You see clearly that one person is going to do a meshicha on a kismale mois, and automatically he's going to be kind of his, and the other person is going to be kind of his. So you see clearly that chalipin works even for money. This is the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, there's no raya from here. Tirgim Rav Acha. Rav Acha was Matargim. He explained what Rish Lakish meant, that when he said Kismali Mois, but Kismali Mois, he was talking about Bedinar Anika, the Anigra. He was talking either about money that's quote-unquote Anika or Anigra. What are these two things? Echad, one of them is Shepasle Malchus. It's talking about with the king, literally, the Koenig. He decided that this money no longer is valid money, meaning it was completely disqualified from being able to use. The other one is not where the Malchus said that you can't use it anymore, but it's the specific local Medina where these people are transacting that it was said that you can't use it. These monies, being that you can't use these monies, so we don't view them as money. Meaning, although it's money, and obviously these people want it, there's a transaction happening for a reason. But being that it's not regular money that's over the Soicher, either it was Pasos Le Malchus or it was Pasos Le Medina, so it doesn't fall into the category of money as it relates to the halacha that matbeya is not nikna b'chalipin, and it's for that reason you have no raya to our shayla. Now the Gemara says that tirgim Rav Acha bedinar anika ve'anigra. One is pasas le'malchus, the other one is pasas le'medina. The Gemara says v'tzricha, and we need to know that either one of these types of dinarim you could be kind of b'chalipin, even if you hold matbeya is not Niknes bechalipin. Why do you need both? Yes, we need pasalim malchus because I only know that a dina that's pasalim malchus, that's something that you could be kind of bechalipin. I would have thought mishum delay sagi klal. If it's pasalim malchus, it means that the entire malchus, literally mehoidavad kush, no one's able to use it. Av pasalim medina, but if it was only pasalim medina, the sagi lebe medina achriti. Where, although in this medina right now you can use it, but you can use it in another medina. So ema, I would have thought akati matbeyahu. Maybe it's a matbey, they matbey nikna bechalipin. You can't be kind of matbey bechalipin. Yes, when the pasalim medina had it, only said pasalim medina. I would have thought mishum delay sagi leloy betzina belay befarhasir. When it's pasalim medina, so they're in the medina that it was disqualified, you can't use it. You can't use it not befarhesya, and you can't use it betzina either. And the reason is that when it was pasos in Medina, what it meant was that the oilam in the Medina were the ones that said that we're not going to accept this money anymore. So if the oilam said they're not going to accept this money, so there's no black market, there's no gray market. It's not something you can use. Avo pasos in Malchus, but where it was pasos in Malchus, the sagile betzina, where although in the entire Malchus you can't use these coins anymore, but it was the Malchus that decided you can't use it. And the oilam Shainemol uses this money, right? It's illegal, but it's something that's being done. So Ema, I would have thought akati matbeyahu, maybe it's a that's why Tirgim Rav Acha that the halacha is sai if it's dinar anika, sai if it's dinar anigra. Although we're dealing with money, but it's not considered money because it's not money that can openly be used. It's money that either was pasas in Malchus, pasas in Medina, each one having its own unique nature. But the bottom line is, it's for that reason the matbeya is here on nikna bechalipin, even according to the shitas that hold ain matbeya nikna bechalipin. Rabbi said in the name of Rav Huna, mecharli be'elu. What happens if somebody goes over to his friend and he's holding money? His friend had a chayfetz, something that this person wanted to buy, and he tells him, "Will you please sell me your chayfetz with this money?" The person said, "No problem." He took the money and he did mishicha on it. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is for lehikpid lishol kamahin. He never asked how much money is it, and he didn't count the money before he took it. So said Rab in the name of Rav Huna chiddush. He said kana. The halacha is that as soon as the meicher does mishicha on the money, the lekeach is going to be koine the chayfetz. The yesh loy alavana. Additionally, it's going to be subject to the laws of avana. And Rav Huna explained kana. He said the halacha is that the mishicha of the money is going to create a kinyan afal gatle moshach, meaning even though the buyer didn't do mishicha on the chayfetz that he wants to buy, and we know Moses is not koinos, so why is it going to work? To keep it like kapit, because being that the person wasn't makbid to count the money, kana he's koine to ki chalipin dami, because we look at it as chalipin. So although we gave him money, but being that the person didn't count the money, so we don't view it as being chal with kinyan kasef, but rather we view it as being chal with kinyan chalipin. Oh, if it's being chal with kinyan chalipin, it's good work. Meaning Moses is not koinos, But chalipin is something that's okay, v'yeshli olav oina, and additionally, it's subject to the laws of oina, the mechor li be'elu kamarli. Because being that he said mechor li be'elu, he said, I want you to sell it with this money. So Rashi says, he used the lashon memkar, he didn't use the lashon chalipin, and being that the lashon that he used was memkar, not chalipin, therefore it's going to be subject to the laws of oina. So really, it sounds like what happened in this case was, is somebody wanted to acquire something with kasef. He has a chefetz, I have money, here's the money, mecharli, no problem. Usually, if the person does mashicha on the money, alzen nemar mois einan koinos. It's our mishnah, it's the sugyas that we're learning right now. The chiddush is that being that the person didn't count the money, he didn't even ask him how much money it is, so we don't look at the money as being kinyan kasef, but rather we look at it as being chalipin, and that's why it's cut. Now, the Gemara in the course of the sugya is going to ask, is it so posh you can use money for chalipin? That's the sugya that we're learning. So the Gemara is going to get to that. But the bottom line for now is that although it looks like the tzura of this transaction is this is a mois koinos tigas transaction, being that he wasn't makbet to ask how much money, he never counted the money, so therefore it works with chalipin, and chalipin's already a whole other story. Additionally, he added, v'yeshloi olavoyna. Meaning, you would have thought there's no ayna, but being that the lashon that he used was mechayr, Rashi says, a lashon of memkar, not a lashon of chalipin, therefore it's subject to ayna. The Rishonim and the Achreinim are all muching a little bit on this Gemara. It sounds like that if two people engage in a transaction, and the kinyan is a kinyan chalipin, and the lashon that they use is chalipin, all of a sudden the laws of al toinu ishas amisai don't apply. Why would the Isser Ha'inah care whether the Lashon is a Lashon Chalipin or the Lashon is a Lashon Mekachememker Ayin Sham? Either way, so what's the halacha? Amar Rab Huna Tzimdritimah Mecharli Be'elu Kana. We don't look at it as Mois Kainos, mean that he didn't count the money. Yeshlei Olav Ha'inah, and it's subject to the laws of Ha'inah because he used the Lashon of Memker. Rab Abba Amar Rab Huna, Rab Abba said the name of Rab Huna, meaning the first member was Rab in the name of Rab Huna. The second member is Rab Abba in the name of Rab Huna. Mecharli Be'elu Kana. The Ein Loi Olav Ha'inah, meaning Kana, like we just said, because being that he didn't count the money, we deem this to be Chalipin, we don't deem this to be Kinyan Kasev, but at the same time, Ein Loi Olav Ha'inah. Not Yeshlei Olav Ha'inah, but Ein Loi Olav Ha'inah. The fact that he used the Lashon Mecher doesn't matter, we view this as a chalipin transaction, and by chalipin, like we just spoke out, you don't have the laws to make. That's pasha domim ve'in makbid aleh. In the event that somebody's buying something with money, and the seller wasn't makbid to ask how much money it is, he wasn't makbid to count the money. So what's the halacha? Hakam rinon dekani. We just said, in the name of Rav Huna, Rab in the name of Rav Huna, Rab Abba in the name of Rav Huna, that it's kaina, dika chalipin damu, we look at it as chalipin. But his question was, what about in the reverse? Chalipin umakbid alei amai. What would be in the event that you have a situation of chalipin umakbid alei amai, meaning where two people are going to exchange something with kinyan chalipin. I'm going to give you my wheat, you give me your barley. I'll give you my parah, you give me your chamar. And they were makbid to try to figure out what the value was. Do we view that still as being kinyan chalipin? Or being that they were makbid to figure out how much exactly it's worth, so maybe now they're treating the chalipin more like kesef, and therefore it falls into the halacha of mois, which is ainu kainos, and therefore it's not going to work. Meaning, when it's mois and he's not makbid, it's chalipin. What if it's chalipin and he is makbid? Does it work in the reverse as well or not? Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, since Rav Ada Bar Ahava said, Toshma, I'll bring you a right. Hare shahaya toifes paro, say somebody was holding on to a paro. Va'oimed, and he was standing. And then his friend came to him, and he told him, Paras Chalama, why are you holding this para? So he told him, I'm looking to be machlev para v'chamar. I'm looking to do a barter. I have this para. I'm looking for someone that has a chamar. So this is old school. The person tells him, Yeshli chamar. I have a chamar. Shani noisim locha. I'm happy to give it to you. So he said, but Rascha Bekama, tell me, how much is your paro worth? So he told him, Bekach, Bekach. So then the person responded, and Chamorcha Bekama, how much is your Chamor worth? He told him, Bekach, Bekach. Moshnach Bala Chamor as a paro. In the event that the Bala Chamor then goes and he does Mashiach on the paro, but like his Bala paro Limshach as Chamor, Achemesa Chamor, and the Bala paro, before he had a chance to finish the deal and to do Mashiach on the Chamor, the paro ended up, until the chamor ended up dying. So the halach is loy kona bala chamor es hapara. The bala chamor is not kona the par. Meaning, even though the bala chamor did mashicha on the par, and based on that, you would think he was kona with which kinyan? Chalipin. But being that the other person didn't do mashicha on the chamor yet, right? The chamor ended up dying, so the whole transaction is batal, loy kona bala chamor es hapara. Says, what do you see from Ishma? Minach chalipin umak, but aleim loy kona. It's chalipin, so why does it work? What's the halacha by chalipin? If one person does meshicha, then everything goes into effect. Over here, one person did meshicha, so why doesn't it go into effect? Must be because they were makbid. Where do you say they were makbid? Because the bala chamar asked the bala para, paras chabekamo, and then he asked the bala chamar, chamar chabekamo. So if you're trying to figure out how much it's worth, so we treat it not like kinyan chalipin, we treat it like kinyan kasef. So you see clearly that if it's chalipin, but it's makbid aleihem, we look at it as being a kinyan kasef, but on my Rava, Rava said, I want to ask you a question. Atu chalipin b'shuftene askina delikapti. Says, seriously, you mean to tell me that the classic chalipin is where nobody even asks questions? I don't care how much your par is worth. I don't care how much your chamar is worth. You have a chamar, I have a par. Lama machin adil. A shaita would do that. Atu b'shuftene askina. What, are we dealing with fools? Of course not. Ela kol chalipin. Every single chalipin. Mikbat kapti. Of course, there's a kpeda. Vikana. And still it's kaina. There's no shaila that chalipin, if it's kapti or less, you're going to be treated like mois. You're always makbid. Who does a transaction not being makbid? Again, the chalipin where you're giving a sudr, where you're just giving something in a ceremonial sense, so that has no shaychus. That's not the compensation. But when you're dealing with a chalipin, where I give you something, you give something in return, of course he's going to ask pekama. And if the halach of chalipin is, once one person does mashiach, automatically the kinyan is chal, avada, that's going to be halach. So if that's the case, so what's pshat in that story, where one person had the chamar, the other person had the parah, he asked him how much it is, he even did mashiach on the parah. The kinyan wasn't chal. Once he did mashiach on the parah, at that point, everything should have been chal. It's chalipin, you're telling me. So what? What's the issue? Skin on, Rava made a holy kimta. The kimta was the amale chamar bepara the kle. What happened was they agreed on a deal that the bala para was going to deliver the para and he was going to deliver a kle as well. As it, the bala chamar was going to deliver the chamar, which means when the bala chamar did mashicha on the para, he only did mashicha on half of what he was acquiring. It's not a complete mashicha because it's not a complete mashicha. That's why it's not going to work. Meaning, if there's a regular chalipin, even if they ask how much is it worth, doesn't make it not chalipin. Chalipin was not said as a transaction for fools. Atu b'shuftene askina loshen bitmiya, right? So obviously, not benichusa. So it's obvious that every chalipin you're asking how much it is and chalipin works. So why in that case, it sounds like it was your classic mach the parah v'chamar, like I had mashiach on the parah, so everything should be over. There it is, because it was a parah and a tle. You're missing a critical piece of the story. Once you know the rest of the story, nothing is shmer. Zok tamar, amamah. Becharli be'evu kana. In the event that somebody goes over to this friend and he says that you have a chayfet, I want it very badly. He says, here's a stack of money, will you sell it to me? And the person didn't ask questions, looked like a good stack, he took it. So what's the halacha? Kana. So kana, that was unequivocal, nobody debated that. Whether yesh le alavana, there were two versions of what Rav Huna said. Rabbi said yesh le alavana, and then Rabbi said ein le alavana. But we're focusing on the first part anyways. Mecharli be'elu kana, that's for sure. Says the Gemara, lemek asav Rav Huna, mapeh nasa chalipin. It sounds from here like Rav Huna holds mapeh nasa chalipin. Again, as per yesterday's daf. You see that a mapeh could be used as chalipin. Because what are we saying? We're saying that even though Moses is not koinos, but if you didn't count the money, we use it as chalipin. Okay, could money be chalipin? So the Gemara says, lo, it's not mukach. What then is pshat in this transaction? Says the Gemara, Gishmai. Lo, oivam, I'll tell you that matbeh is not nasa chalipin. The reason it works here is because Rav Huna holds a Rabbi Yechanan. The Amar, who we've already seen and we're going to see again at the end of the daf, holds dvar Torah mois koinus. That really midday raisa mois is koinus. So why is it then that mois is not koinus? I mean, why do Rabbanan say you have to do mashicha? Once you give the money and the seller takes possession of the money, you shouldn't have to do mashicha on the item that you're acquiring. It's gzeir, shema yoyim aloy, nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. It's because of gzeir, we're afraid that in the event that once the seller takes the money, automatically the item doesn't belong to him anymore, meaning the transaction's already chal. In the event that he has a fire, he's not going to be incentivized to try to save the wheat from the fire. Why not? Because he got his money anyways. Who cares? But the point is that midday raisa mois is kindness. That's the point. It's only with the Rabbanan that Moses is not koinus. Therefore, milsa the shchicha gazur by Rabbanan, if you have a transaction that's a shchiach digger transaction, did the Rabbanan made the gzeir and they said that Moses shouldn't be koinus. But milsa the loy shchicha, loy gazur by Rabbanan, but if it's a milsa loy shchicha, loy gazur by Rabbanan, so what's the milsa loy shchicha over here? For somebody to sell something for money and not know how much money he's selling it for, that's a milsa loy shchicha, and over here, Chazal never instituted the halacha of Moses are not koinos. So la'oila matbeya is not nasa chalipin. And the reason why mecharli be'elu kana is not with kinyan chalipin. It's with kinyan kesef. Ay, mois is not koinos. Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan and that mois is koinos midei rice. It's only midrabbanon not. The rabbanon only made their takana by a milsa teshchicha, but a milsa teshchicha loy gosnu be'i rabban. Amalei mar huna b'rei d'rab nachman l'rav ashi. So mar huna b'rei d'rab nachman heard this exchange. Which exchange? Does Rav Huna hold Mapeya Nasa Chalipin? No, Rav Huna holds Mapeya is not Nasa Chalipin. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan, V'artayra mois koinois, umilso lois shchicha legos b'rabbana. So Amalese, he told him, Atun hochi masnisula, you have this mesoira about Rav Huna's halacha, the way you said it, anan hochi masnisula. I'll tell you what we have. We have, in yesterday's daf, when the Gemara went through all the shnitas, who holds Mapeya is Nasa Chalipin, Mapeya is not Nasa Chalipin, we had the chen Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Ein matpeya nasa chalipin. We had it before that Rav Huna holds Ein matpeya nasa chalipin. What changes? What changes is that there's no debate. When Rav Huna said his halacha mechardli be'elu kano, did he mean because he holds matpeya nasa chalipin? Or maybe it's kinyan kesef because he holds like Rabbi Yochanan umisla yishchich legaz b'rabbana. You, like Ke'ilu, had two tzadim. It was a chakira, right? You're not sure. It's a holy baya. We had in yesterday's daf a chen amar Rav Huna. According to us, Rav Huna is one of the shitas that holds that matbeya is not nasa chalipin. If Rav Huna holds matbeya is not nasa chalipin, then there's only one way to understand this Rav Huna, and that is that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan dvar Torah mois koinos. It's only midi rabbana gzeirah shemayimru milsu loyshchicha legos rabban. So nothing changes. It's just how we get to the bottom line. That changes, but what is the bottom line? The bottom line is that Rav Huna's shita is mecharli be'elu kana. It works not midin chalipin because he holds matpei is not nasa chalipin, but rather the way it works is with kinyan kasef. I thought Mois is not koinois. Mois is not koinois only with the rabbanim. Milsul echich legos be'rabban. It says the Gemara again. You see this thing in Gemaras as relates to understanding kinyan chalipin. Bame koinu. What does that mean? Whenever you do a kinyan chalipin, who takes the item and gives it to who? So just to keep it simple, we're talking about the first category of kinyan chalipin, where there's a buyer and there's a seller. The transaction is, let's call it a piece of property. And the way the kinyan is going to go into effect is by somebody taking a sudder, somebody taking some ceremonial item, handing it over to somebody else. As soon as that exchange happens, so this piece of property is going to trade hands. The question is, who gives the proverbial soda to who? Does the one acquiring give it to the one that's selling, or vice versa? Whose keli is it? Says the Gemara, Bame koinim, who gives to who? Rav Amar Rav said, Bekelov shel koinim. It goes from the koina to the machna. So the koina takes one of his kelim and he gives it to the machna. And it makes sense. What's the cheshbon? The nichalei lekoina, the lahava machna, koina, because the koina wants the makna to be a koina, a little bit of a tongue twister, but the koina wants the makna to acquire this sudder, this thing that he's giving him. Why? Because he feels that, oh, if I get something from you, you give me your yarmulke, you give me your shoe, you give me your sudder, so now, oh, shkoyach, and in exchange for that, he's going to have, with the ganze hearts, he's going to go now be mocked. Now, obviously he wants to get paid at some point. But at least in the interim, this gives him the impetus that he needs to be able to have the proper das in order to make this kid. Levi, I'm a Levi, said, the Caleb shall mock. It's just the opposite. It's the Caleb shall mock. Now, why? So the Gemara very interestingly says, Kedivino lemeima lekamon. Like we're going to say lekamon. The reason it's interesting is, first of all, the Gemara very, very rarely says this. But also what's interesting, because the Gemara is going to explain it right now. So the Kaman is coming as we speak. But either way, Machloikis, is it Kalev Shal Koina or is it Kalev Shal Makna? So Rav Huna b'Diskarta told Rav, the Levi Dama b'Kalev Shal Makna, according to Levi, that holds that the Makna gives the Koina the Sudder, and then when the Koina takes the Sudder, he acquires this piece of property. It sounds a little bit, said Rav Huna b'Diskarta, that this is Kinyan Agav. That's what he told. Why is it sound like kinyan agav? You have a buyer that wants to buy a piece of property. Okay, how's he going to acquire the piece of property? The seller is going to give the buyer a shoe. He's going to do mashiach on the shoe. And when he does mashiach on the shoe, he's automatically going to somehow be koina this piece of property. It sounds like it's kinyan agav, right? We're familiar with kinyan agav. What's kinyan agav? Somebody wants to sell someone a piece of karka and metaltolin. You make a kinyan on the karka. and together with the karka, you're cutting the metalta. It sounds like this is aga, but this is in the reverse, where you're making a kinyan on the sudr, and by making a kinyan on the sudr, you're going to be cutting the karka. What's the problem of anan ibchatanan? Everyone knows that agav works, but it works in the reverse. You can be kind of metalta and agav karka, but not karka agav metalta. Where is that? It's a mishnah mesachtes kedushin. The chasim sheilam achrayis nikdim in the chasim sheilam achrayis. The chasim sheilam achrayis, which is metaltalim, are nikdim in the chasim sheilam achrayis, which is karka, but not in the reverse. Amale. So the Gemara says, when Rava heard Rav Huna meet the Skartis question, it was a question on what Levi said. Levi's the one that holds Caleb Shalmakna. He told him like this, you're lucky Levi's not here, because he have a Levi Hacha. If Levi was here, have a Mapik La'apach Pulsa Denura. He'd come after you with Pulsa Denura. Rashi says, Nitzoytzayar, he'd come after him with. He'd come after with him with sparks of fire. Why? What did he do so bad? It's like Rashi says, it's a mashal, right? But what's the nimshal? Nimshal would put you in cheren. You'd be in shamta. Why? Because mi savas glima maknale. You think that what Levi means to say is that the koina acquires this glima, acquires this soda, whatever it is, and agav that, he also is koina the karka. That's not how it works. The way it works is by hi ana to come kabu mine gomer v'aknale. The makna gives the koina this item. When the makna gives the koina this item, and the koina accepts it, the makna feels very good about himself. Because, believe it or not, it's geschmack to receive a gift, but it's also geschmack to give someone a gift, and there's a certain hanah that the noisein has when the makabel is willing to accept his gift. So avada, the way the kinyan is working is that the koina gives something to the makna. The traditional way for the koina to give something to the makna is from actually to give him something. This is working in a roundabout way. The makna gives something to the koina accepts it, and with the hanah that the makna has, that the koina is willing to accept his gift, is gomer v'aknile. But here's the point. The point is everybody holds that the way kinyan chalipin works is that the koina gives something to the makna. The question is it kalev shal koina or is it kalev shal makna? Is it kalev shal koina, that's the more derech hayasha, the koina takes something, gives it to the makna. Okay, he just gave him something. In exchange, he's gomer of makna. Or it's kalev shal makna, where the makna gives something to the koina, but that's only the intermediary. It's the hechatimtza for the koina really giving something to the makna, and that's how this works. What's the precedent for this? What's the famous place in Shas where you find this in you, where somebody gives something to somebody, but the way we look at it is really as the makabel giving something to the noise. It's a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about a woman can go over to a man and tell the man, I'll give you money and I want to be Mekudeshes too. Fight the Gemara. How does that work? So the Gemara says, talking about it was an Adam Chashev. This person was an Adam Chashev, and when she gave the money to the Adam Chashev, the fact that this Adam Chashev was willing to accept the gift, so that gave her a Gishmak, and the hanot that she has that the Adam Chashev is accepting her amount. With that, it's Gomer Amakti. This is Mamish the Sugi of Adam Chashev. There's only one discrepancy between this and the Sugi of Adam Chashev and Kedushin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. What's the discrepancy? It doesn't say anything about an Adam Chashev. Over there, the Gemara says Adam Chashev Shiny. Over here, it doesn't say Hacha ba'Adam Chashev Askina. The Bahi Anot, the Kamakabu Matana Mina, Gomer Mekangel Anash, Kedushin Zayin Amud Aleph. Over here, it doesn't say. It sounds like it could be two not Adam Chasheves, and you're going to have the same exact halacha. So, Fregin the Rishonim, what happened to Adam Chashev? So, before you have to say that by Kedushin, there you would need an Adam Chashev. Unless you have the Bahi Anot of the Adam Chashev, then it wouldn't be enough for Gomer Makti for Kedushin. Here we're dealing with a Machlo part of a Chamar. It's very different. And as a result, in this type of situation, it would be different. Either way, so we have this major Machloikis between Rav and Levi to Amoyron, whether Kinyan Chalipin is Kalev Shal Koina or it's Kalev Shal Makna. Says the Gemara Ketanoi. I think that this is really a Machloikis Tanoim, and this Machloikis Tanoim is based on how to understand a pasuk in Sefer Rus. It says Besois Lefanim BiYisrael Alakuula Valatmura Lekayim Kol Davar Shalaf Ish Naloi. The Nasan L'Re'eyo, the end of the pasuk is V'zois HaTu'udu B'Yisrael. Now we're going to get back to this pasuk Be'ezer Hashem in the Re'ed. But for now, all we need to know is that Rus is acquiring the rights to redeem the field of Avimelech, Machlo and Kilyoin, from the Goyel, from the Ploini Almoini. Not Rus, Boaz, thank you. And the transaction that took place, meaning the way Boaz acquired this Rus, the pasuk says it was based on an old custom. V'zoyis lafana b'Yisrael ala gula v'ala tmura l'kayim kol davar. What happened? Shalaf ish nalev v'nosrayei. Person would take a shoe off. He would give it to his friend. V'zoyis hatu to b'Yisrael. And this is the way this transaction happened. So the pasuk says v'yomer ha'goyel l'boyaz. So the goyel in that pasuk told boyaz k'nei loch b'koinit v'yishloif nalev. And he took off his shoe. And that's the way this kinyan happened. Now what's happening over there is Kinyan Chalipin, as we're about to say. And the pasuk says, Vayishloif Nali. The way the Chalipin happened, what was the proverb today? It's a yarmulke. What was it? It was a shoe. Incidentally, if you take a look at Eben Ezra, Alatar, in Sefer Rus, so he says that, why was it a shoe? So he says, V'tam Nal, Bavrushu Nimtza Tamin. Because a person always has a shoe. Right? They wanted to use something that was always available. You always have a shoe. Now, he says, the truth is, you always have a shirt, you always have pants, but he says that wouldn't be so practical. Right? So like this, you want to have something that's always available, where if you take it off, it's not awkward, and mamela, this is the way transactions used to happen. But either way, the pasuk says, he took off his shoe, and that's how this all went down. Says the Gemara. Let's understand the pasuk first. Zoyis lefana b'Yisrael. This was the minig ala geula v'alat mura or ala geila v'alat mina. Dai lechakim ebir misna. It says the gemara geula to mechira. What exactly is geula? It's referring to mechira. The chenu oimer. How do you know geula means mechira? It says lo yigot tmura to chalipin. Tmura to chalipin. The chenu oimer. Where do you find that? Lo yachlifenu. What's the next words? V'loi yomaroisai. Lekayim kol davar shalaf ish nalei v'nasan l'reyeu mi nasan. Me, who gave to who? Boyaz Nasan le Goyal. Boyaz, who's the koina he gave to the Goyal? Rabbi Yehuda says Goyal, who's the makna Nasan le Boyaz. So what do you see over here? Mefurish machlokes tanam. Is it Caleb shall koina or is it Caleb shall makna? Now one thing, there's a big machlokes we're showing him. How to understand what these words mean? That loy Goyal is referring to mechira and. When it says ala geula, it means mechira, and when it says ala tmura, it means chalipin. The pasuk pshat is that really the whole pasuk is talking about chalipin. So what then are these two things? The two things are the two different types of chalipin. This chalipin, the ala geula, that chalipin is where there's a mechira, where there's going to be a proper consideration. This is the way it's going to be. So we're just using something for a ceremonial purpose. What's that thing that we're using for a ceremonial purpose? It used to be shalafish as naloi. They used to use a shu. V'alat mura is where it's a more proper chalipin. Either way, I entice this and I am showing him for a little bit of a lengthier discussion. But what do you see tachlis from here? You see from here that machlokes tanoim, machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not the way this worked was Caleb shel koina, the way this worked was Caleb shel maktana, another braisa. You're allowed to use for chalipin a keli, even if it's not worth a pruta. It's true, but you have to use a keli. You're not allowed to use fruit. Rav Sheshu said, I feel a peiris, you can even use peiris. It says, my time, Rav Nachman. What's Rav Nachman that says he can't use peiris? On Makrokos, it says, naloi, right? We just said this is the makar to chalipin, and we learn from here, no al in midi achrini loi. Tafka is shu. Not a fruit, it's not a shu. My time, Rav Sheshu who says you can use even peiris. On Makrokos, the pasuk says, lekayim kol davar, and that's the rabbis. What's it coming to be marva? It's coming to be marva even Paris. Rav Nachman nami yoksiv l'kayim kol davar. Rav Nachman doesn't it say l'kayim kol davar? So why does he say only keli? Says the Gemara. Who l'kayim kol davar denikne b'mil. L'kayim kol davar means anything you're acquiring. Not l'kayim kol davar, anything you want to use as chalipin. But anything you acquire. I mean, the pasuk there was talking about property, but doesn't have to be that. Regardless, the talisman is also niktas b'chalibin. Everything is niktas b'chalibin. Rav Sheshes nami yoksiv nali. Freaking Rav Sheshes who says even payros. Why? Because says the kain called over. The ma'aseh says shu. It's coming to be might something l'chayra amaloch. Rav Sheshes will tell you ma nali dover amesuyim. A shu is a dover mesuyim. I've called dover amesuyim lafuke what chatzi rimayim v'chatzi egres d'loy. If you want to use a half a pomegranate or you want to use a half a walnut. That already doesn't work for chalipin. Since true, everything works, but it has to be davar mesuyim. Davar mesuyim means it has to be complete. But if it's a halba maisa, it's a chatzi riman, it's a chatzi egos, then already it's not good. Amar Rav Sheshes b'Rei d'Ravidi, k'man kasvina ha'idna. According to who do we write today in shtaris the following language? So in the event that there's a kinyan chalipin and it's being transcribed inside a document, so the language that was used was, quote, this chalipin was done b'mana de kosher le mikneber. That's the language that's used. Mon is a keli, the kosher limiknive, which is kosher. You'll add a usis in order to acquire. So said Rav Sheshes Brei de Rav Idi bin mona. When we use the word mona, it's lafukin Rav Sheshes dama kainu bepeiros. It's lafukin Rav Sheshes that says it doesn't have to be mon, doesn't have to be a keli. It could even be peiros, meaning keman kosvino and kiruv nach. When we say the kosher, lafukim the shmul, it's coming lafukim shmul. The Amaru says, koinim b'meroika. What is meroika? So Rashi says, that's a keli ha'asui miglalei bakar. It's a keli that's made from the galo, from the tzoya bakar. That's not okay. That's not kosher, quote unquote. It has to be the kosher, as opposed to that, that's not called kosher. Where do you see that that's not kosher? Some say because it's taka, not kosher. Physically, it's not kosher. Right? You can't eat it. So it's not kosher. But either way, that's what's inspired from the kosher. Lemikne. The word lemikne is the afuke bid levi. It's coming afuke shitas levi. The amr bekelev shalmakna, who says that has chalup and work, it's kelev shalmakna. Kamash malon. Lemikne veloy leaknuye. Meaning, the lashon lemikne means that there was a mana that was given to acquire. Vaistois is coming from the koina, not from the makna. Because if it's coming from the makna, it would say a mana that was given to sell, to be makna, not to be koina. Finally, bay. What is the word bay teaching me? Rapapa says, Lamute matbeya, it's coming to be maida matbeya, because matbeya is not nasa chalipin. Rav Zvid, vitemi Rav Ashi amar, Lamute isure hana. You know what it was isure hana. Ikadami, some had a little bit of a different version of the aforementioned. Some said that the word bay, amar rapapa is Lamute matbeya. That's come to my matbeya. The kosher, what's the word kosher? Amr Azud Vitem Ravashi is the mute usuria. No? Avu meroikala yisrach. We use in the first version the word kosher to my meroika, which is a kli as asa migloli baka. You don't need a pasik. You don't, it's not a pasik. You don't need shufa the star. You don't even need the language of the star in order to teach this to me, because that's pashen by yitzrach. It goes without saying that that would be the halachas. Either way, from the nusach of the star, when there's a kinyan chalipin, there's a gilui into some of the machloikism that we just mentioned. Sai, bamek koinin, is a kelev shal koinin or is a kelev shal makno? Additionally, peirois is nasa chalipin or peirois is not nasa chalipin. Either way, we're going to get back to the sugi of chalipin. We just have a little bit more Gemara to learn. The Mishnah said, asimoin koinin is a matbeya. The ena matbeya, koinin is an asimoin. So we're talking about where there's going to be an exchange between a quote-unquote asimoin and a matbeya. The shaila is, which is viewed as the peiri and which is viewed as the money? In the context of the first Mishnah, Perek Azov, which is, mois is not koinois, so that if you do meshicha on the mois, nothing happens. If you do meshicha on the peiros, that makes the kinyan. So the question is, in all these different cases, right, zav and kesev, etc., etc., what do we view as being the peiri and what do we view as being the money? So if you're dealing with asimoin and a matbeya, asimoin koinois a matbeya. We view the asimoin as being the peiri, so you do a kinyan on the asimoin, everything goes into effect. But the matbeya ain't a koina asimon. If you do a meshicha on the asimon, it's not koina the. You do a meshicha on the matbeya, it's not koina the asimon. Says the Gemara, my asimon. What does this even mean? I mean, we know what a matbeya is, right? Matbeya is a matbeya is a matbeya. That's an international word. The question is, what is asimon? Omer Rav. Rav said, Mois hanitonois besimin lebeis hamerches. So Rav tells us a little bit of a story. Just read Rashi inside. Three lines from the top. Hanitonois besimin. Habalon. So he's the person that operated the bathhouse. So he was in charge of the Schwitz and the whole Indian. So he had to know how many people were coming. How many towels does he have to prepare, right? He had to just make sure that he was set. So how did he know? Every person that would come in would give him a matbeya. This coin was like a very billiger coin. And it was used, it was miyuchad, mamash for this, and he would give it to him. And by lefiem, says Rashi, once he knew how many of these coins he had, yecham hamayim, he's going to know how much hot water to have, the yochin, alumtiyois, on how many towels to prepare, the noisloi mois, pchusois, verois, besimin, they would take this very billig of money, and this is, so the point is that that's what, so asimoin is really the punchline of the last words. It's mois, pchusois, verois. How pchusais and how rois? People used to use it not to buy things, but just as a simen to say that ich bin du. So like this, the bala knows to do what he needs to do. So that asimoin, although it's a coin, but it's not like a matbeya. Therefore, when you have a shayla of asimoin and matbeya, which is the peri, which is the coin, it's pashut, the asimoin is the peri. Meisrei, but the Gemara says, I have a kasha. What's the kasha? From a mishnah mesachtes maisa sheni, a mechalalin maisa sheni al asimoin. You're not allowed to be mechalal maisa sheni, right? Maisa sheni, mechalal money. But you can't do it on asimoin, veloy al mois, anitonois, besim. simin lebeis hamerches, and also not, right, emphasis on also not amois anitois b'simin lebeis hamerches. What do you see from here? Michal al da'asim l'amois anitois b'simin lebeis hamerches. You see, it's two different things, because the Mishnah mentions two things. It mentions asimoy and these money that was given in the beis hamerches. Now, v'chitem, you'll tell me, perushi kamefarish, maybe the second thing is really explaining the first thing, but you can't say that. You know why? V'holoi tonohochi, because I have a riot, not the way from another Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechtas Idiyos. Mishnah says, Mechal amai sesheni al asimoy divi Rab Dois. Rab Dois holds, you're allowed to be Mechal amai sesheni on asimoy. The Chachamim oy, remember the Chachamim, the Snei'im Mechalim. Here it's a machloikis, whether yes or no. Rav Doisa says yes, the Chachamim say no. The Shav and the Mishnah continues and says that everybody agrees, meaning Rav Doisa and the Chachamim, she'ein mechalulin amois hanitonois b'simin lebeis hamerches. Meaning even Rav Doisa that says mechalulin maisa she'ein alasimoin, but he holds that if it's mois hanitonois b'simin lebeis hamerches, they're not. So what do you see from here? It's not the same thing. Where do you see it? She says Rav Doisa, because Rav Doisa says one is good, the other one's not good. So in the first Mishnah, maisa she'ein, okay, you could pull off a chasure machzer, you could be madchik. We've heard things like that. Perusha kamafarish. But in this Mishnah, there's now an option. Because Rav Doisa Shita is asimoyim, yeah. Mois hanitonis lebeis hamerches, no. Very straightforward. Schwarz and weiss. If that's the case, it's a kasha on what Rav said. Rav said, my asimoyim, mois hanitonis, b'sim lebeis hamerches. How does it stem with this Mishnah? El Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Because of this, Rabbi Yochanan said a different shot. He said, my asimoyim, you want to know what asimoyim is? Pulsa. What's pulsa? So Rashi says it's a coin that's mechusar tzura. It's a coin, but it's lacking the tzura. Says the Gemara. Va'oz the Rabbi Yochanan tameh. Very gishmak. This Rabbi Yochanan who said that what is asimoin? It's pulsa, which is what? It's a coin that has no tzura. Rabbi Yochanan said it somewhere else. There's another Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't say mefurish somewhere else, but we can infer from something else Rabbi Yochanan said that he held this meaning. I'll tell you another Rabbi Yochanan that's l'shitasei. What's the other Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Doisin of Rabbi Yishmol, Amru Davar Echad. That Rabbi Doisin and Rabbi Yishmol, they both said the same thing. Rabbi Doisa hadamar. What did Rabbi Doisa say? He said that you could be mechala ma'isesheni al asimoy. Okay. What about Rabbi Yishmol? Who's Rabbi Yishmol? The Tanya we learned to the Brisa. Vitzarta hakesef biyotcha. The rabbi is called Dover and Nitzra B'yad Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that what do we learn from the word Vitzarta? That anything that's Nitzra, anything that you can hold in your hand, anything you can tie up, is something that you can use as money to be Mechal Ma'isa Sheni. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva says no. You want to know why the Torah said the word Vitzarta? It's the rabbi is called Dover Shiesh Olav Tzura, that the coin has to have a Tzura. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the coin doesn't have to have a Tzura. It says Vitzarta. Vitzarta just means called Dover HaNitzra. Rabbi Akiva says it has to have a tzur. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Doisa, who holds Mechal Ma'isa Sheni al Asimoin, holds like Rabbi Yishmael. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that Asimoin is Kesef She'en Olav Tzur, it's half of a fellow. The statement is so beautiful. You have two Tanom that both said the same halacha. That money that doesn't have a tzur, you can use to be Mechal Ma'isa Sheni. He said it Meforish, and he learned it when he was teaching the pasuk of what Vitzarta means. Meaning not like Rabbi Akiva that says Vitzarta means it has to have a tzura, it doesn't have to have a tzura. That's mamish the shita of Rabbi Doisa, Zachti Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan who said that Asimoyin is kesef she'en olav tzura is l'shitosoi to Rabbi Yochanan that said that Rabbi Doisa the Rabbi Yishmol amru davar echad. Moving along. Ketzad. Moshe chemenu peiris v'leinosan le'mois eina yachal lachzavai v'chulu. That's the end of the Mishnah which said what? The halacha that mois is not koine. So we've seen this already a few times here in Perek Hazav. This is Shas, Ben Benoishel Shas 101. It's going to take us into tomorrow's daf. We're just going to make a scholar on this next Gemara. Again, this Gemara is a classic. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Vara tayir mois koinois. Although we know you can't be koine metalton with kesef. And just to be clear, kesef is a kinyan. Nechasim sheesh lamachrayis a nikna bekesef. Meaning, karka, buy with kesef. Avodim. A nickname b'kesef. Isha's nickname b'kesef. Kicha kicha mistay effort. So we know that kesef is a kinyan, but metaltalin is not nickname b'kesef. So said Rabbi Yochanan that although the Mishnah says mefurish, metaltalin is not nickname b'kesef, but dvar toyer moiskos. Really, the rais it is. Then why did Chazal say you need to do meshicha? Meaning, why did Chazal say mois is not kindness? Why did Chazal say you have to do something? Not dafka meshicha, by the way, but you have to do something to the chifetz that you're acquiring in order for the kinyan to go into effect. Zayir, because Chazal were worried. Shema yoimaloi. Maybe this person who sold this item with kasef, after he takes the money and the transaction is in effect, before he gets to deliver the merchandise that he's selling, a fire might break out, and he's going to tell the person nisrafu chitecho ba'aliyah. I'm sorry, there was a fire, it got burnt. Now the Gemara is going to explain in a few lines that in the event that the kinyan would not be chal until he delivers the merchandise, what's this person going to do if there's a fire? He's going to call the fire department. He's going to try to do whatever he could possibly do to try to save it. But if it's not his, no, he's a little less incentivized. So because of such a chashash, it's fascinating. Chazal used their power. They invoked Hefkebez and Hefke, and they said that even though Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, they mamish changed the whole landscape of Kinyonim. And they said Mois is not going to be Koinois when it comes to Metaltim. But the Gemara says, I don't understand the whole chashash over here. Meaning, what are you worried about? You're worried that the Baal HaMois, the person that gave the money, in the event that Mois is Koinois, who just took title of this merchandise, is going to lose it in a fire. Is he really going to lose it? At the end of the day, that's what Saif Saif means. Man deshadet leika by Yishlume. Right, we just finished learning Bava Kama not so long ago. One of our Ba'avis Nezikin is Hefer, which is fire. It's Eish, right? He says Eish, Rashi says, in the beginning of Bava Kama. If that's the case, Shalom Yishalom Amamis Abeira. This person is going to be responsible anyways. Meaning, what are you worried about? You're worried that the Baal HaChitin is not going to be made whole? Right? Arson is a crime. So someone's going to have to pay for it anyways. So he's anyways going to be made whole. So why do you have to alter mamish the oilomois and the mazolois of kinyonim? I understand what the big deal is. What, you're worried, Shemmy? Good, so this guy will be made whole. The mazik will have to pay. So Mar says, Ella, it's very posh. Gzeira Shema tipo dleika b'oynis. We're worried that the dleika might happen b'oynis. If it happens b'oynis, then now there's no shalom yishalom, amavis abeira. That's only if it happened b'mezit. But if it just happened, maybe nobody even made the fire. It happened b'oynis. But the point is, if it happens b'oynis over there, you don't have this shalom yishalom, amavis abeira. And it's for that reason this is going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, im muknas wubish. And the Gemara explains now what Rabbi Yechon meant to say, right? We said the Gemara is going to explain in a few lines. Here's the few lines. Now, if you're going to say that Mois is not koinois, and it's still in the reshos of the makna, the person that owned it originally, he's going to be Mois and Nefesh, he's going to be Matriach, and he's going to save it. And if not, why Mois and Nefesh Tarech HaMatz? So we're not so confident he's going to do it, and it's for that reason Chazal made a takana, and they said Mois shouldn't be koinous. So again, Mois is not koinous. Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvar Torah really Mois is koinous. Why not? Kzeir Hashem Yoyim Aloy, Nisrifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, with one kneich, Boinous. And Boinous is no Shalom Yishalim, and as a result, he's going to end up losing out. Rishlokish Shomer, Rishlokish said, Meshicham Ufreshes Menat Torah. Rishlokish said, the fact that Mois is not koinous is a din Torah. In fact, in the Torah you see Meshicha, you have to actually take this item that you're acquiring, otherwise the kinyan doesn't work. My time in the Rishlokish, where does it say Mefurish in the Torah that Mois is not koinous? You actually have to do Meshicha on Makra. It says it in the following pasuk: V'chisim kuru mimkur la misecha, oy konoi miyada misecha, al toinu ish es achiv. Says Reish Lakish, the pasuk says, oy konoi miyada misecha. You're buying something, you're acquiring something from the hand of your friend. That sounds a little wordy, a little flowery, a little poetic. You know what that teaches me? Dover hanikna miyad liyad. It has to be that it went miyad liyad. The thing that you're buying, oikona, you're buying something, it went miyad. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Dvar Torah Mois koinos, what's oikona miyad? Amar, he said, miyad amute karka, the less bay oino. You know what's coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me that the only time there's oino is by talton. So the sugis of oino coming up is Hashem. But the only time there's oino is by metalton. But by karka, there's no oino. Where do you see that? Miyad means, again, dover nikna miyad liyad. Karka is not nikna miyad liyad. You can't give someone a piece of bread, you can't put it in your pocket. And as a result, it's not nikna miyad liyad. Over there, there's no oino. And what's oino have to do with anything? That's the pasuk. V'chisib kuru mimkur la misecho. Oy konoi miyad amisecho. Altoino wish as achiv. So says Rabbi Yochanan, oy konoi miyad amisecho. Is referring to the altoino wish as achiv. It's coming to teach me Allah in ilchas oino. It's not coming to teach me Allah in ilchas kinyon. Reish lakish. Reish lakish. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan is saying God. Says Reish lakish. Imkein lichtev kro. Vichisim kru mimkar. Miyad amisecho. Altoino. Oy konoi lomali. Why do you need the word oy konoi? Meaning, if all you're coming to teach me is that oino is true only if it's a dover nik miyad liyad, meaning in oino lekarkois. So why does it say oikonoi? It could have said v'chisim kru mimkar la misecha, or v'chisim kru mimkar miyad la misecha, al toinu ish as achiv, and I would know it has to be miyad, shmamino. So what's oikonoi miyad? It's coming to teach me aloch in oikonoi, in what? In hilchas kinyonim, it's coming to teach me l'meshicha, that kinyonim has to be miyad liyad. Rabbi Yochanan, oikonoi mayovidle. What's Rabbi Yochanan do with oikonoi? Miboy leilich at the tanya, needs it for the following braisa. It says, v'chisim kru mimkar al toinu in liyelosh, and nesana leikeach. From here, I would only know if the leikeach is the one that was fooled, nesana moich minayim. Meaning, maybe the whole Israel al toinu is, if you're the seller, right? Don't lie to the person that's buying from you. But how do you know that the buyer also was not allowed to fool the seller? Talmud Leimer, Ikonai al Tainu. So you needed Ikonai to teach me also Allah and Hilchas Aino. So I need Ikonai to teach me that the laws of Aino is not only true for Chisimkaru, but it's also true for Ikonai. Not only is the Meicher bound by the laws of Aino, but the Lekech is also bound by the laws of Aino. And why does it say the word Miyad? It says the word Miyad for Aino. It says Rav Reish Lakish. What is Reish Lakish? How does he know that what? How does Reish Lakish know that the halacha is that even the koina is bound by ana, or b'milam acherim, maybe I need oikonai to teach me that the lekeach is bound, and if that's the case, how do I know oikonai miyad to teach me that the halacha is tovar nikna miyad liyad? So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish tarti gomra minei, he held that you could learn both things. Rashi says, oinas moicher me oikona al toinu, u'meshicha midesamach miyad l'loshin kinyan v'loy samchei l'memker. So from the fact that it says oikonoi, so that's how I know that the laws of oino apply not only to the moicher but also to the koina. So where does he see davar nikta miyad liyad? It's not from the fact that it said oikonoi, and it's not even from the fact that it said the word miyad. It's from the fact that the word miyad was placed next to oikonoi. So from the placement of it, not the words, there's no extra words. Rabbi Yochanan was able to address all the words. He said, oikonoi is to teach me that there's oino, even for the lekeach. Miyad is to teach me oino and all the karkois. Reish Lakish hears all that. But Reish Lakish is just saying that the word miyad was put next to oikonoi. It wasn't put where? By the chisim keru memkar. It was put by the lekeach and not by the moicher. To teach me a halach and hilchas kinyonim. Oikonoi miyad. And that teaches me, that's how you know that not only Rabbi Yochanan was Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, but Dvar Torah has to be Mashiach of Ezra Hashem. A lot more about this in tomorrow's daf. But as it relates to Raid, the topic of today's daf and yesterday's daf was very much the laws of Chalipin. So I think it's Kedai to talk a little bit about Chalipin. It's a Dover Oimed Barumai Shalayla. We mentioned earlier that the place can say that Stam Kinyin in Torah Shabbat Peh is Kinyin Chalipin. So just one Ha'ara from the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, Hashem Yimkom Domoy. It's actually Simen Aleph, Chelek Aleph of the Dvar Avram. It's a Ha'orah Nifla as it relates to understanding Kinyan Chalipin. And that is as follows. A little bit of Akdom. There's a tshuva in Chsam Sofer. This is in Yerideya. It's Chelek Beis. It's tshuva Shin Yud Dalet. The question was as follows. There was a yid who had an animal, and the animal was mekashalele. It was going to give birth. And he knew that when the animal gives birth, it was a kosher animal, the child, the offspring, was going to have kedushas bechar. Now, an animal, bezman hazeh, that has kedushas bechar is a little bit of an issue, right? Kedushas bechar is something that survived Churban Beis HaMikdash. Problem is, he can't be makrevit. It ends up being problematic. So the basic go-to move throughout history, it's really based on the first sugi Masechtas Becheres, is you take in a non-Jewish partner, and like this, once there's a yad ovik achavim be'emtza, you don't have to worry about all the halachas of kedushas bechar. So this person decided that he wants to bring in a non-Jewish partner, and he's going to sell off this animal that he has. Or just sell a legamri. Either way, he meets a Neni Yehudi who wanted to buy his animal. They shook hands on it. They did what's called a hanschlag. They literally shook hands. And before he had an opportunity to deliver the goods and even to pay for it, the animal gave birth to a child. And the question was, does this child have Kedushas Bechar? Or does this child not have Kedushas Bechar? So this was a child that happened in a shtetl somewhere in Europe. And this yid went to his rav. And he told his Rav, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, he says, what's the halacha? He says, I never made a kinyan. He was a learned fellow. And he understood that the kinyan has to go into effect. All we did was a hanschlag. We shook on it. But lemaisa, nothing really happened. And because nothing really happened, is it mine? If it's mine, the animal has kedushas bechar. Or did I sell it to the guy? If I sold it to the guy, so there's no kedushas bechar anyways. I got the money for it like this. I didn't take any hefset. So this yid, the Rav, his name was Rabbi Yosef Yoel, who was the Rav in Tarnopol. Who's the Rav in Tarnopol? The Mechaschenech was the Rav in Tarnopol. My grandfather used to call him the Tarnopol Aruv. But either way, so this yid, Rav Yosef Yoel, who was the Rav in Tarnopol, he sat down and he wrote a tshuva. And he said to me, it's poshet that this shaila is totally in the following. He says, All that happened was a hunchlock. Hunchlock's a kinyan? I mean, we're learning the sugyas of kinyanim right now. Mesechtes Kedushin. Where do you find that a handshake should be a kinyan? He says, Narvas. There's really a makar to this being a kinyan. It's a gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzia. That vayin dalet amad aleph. It's in Perik Ezer Neshach. Amar Apapi Mishmei Derava. Hay Situmta Kanya. Situmta is a kinyan. So what's Situmta? It's a machlokes is Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi says that Situmta is, once upon a time, you had people that they used to sell wine retail. So I think you have a chenveni, he sells wine. He would go to a supplier, a wholesaler, and he would say, so I think over the course of time, I'm going to need 10 barrels of wine. But he didn't take delivery of it in one shot. They didn't have logistics then like we have today. And as a result, the meicher would store the wine, and at b'meshach hazman, the chenveni would take possession of it. But in the meantime, he wanted to make sure it was his, and he wasn't able to give it to anybody. So what they would do is they would make a mark. Literally, they would take a pen, a magic marker, and they would make a mark on each one of these barrels, and that meant that the barrel belonged to this person. And in the world of Dina de Malchusa, the way the Seicharim and the Tagarim used to transact, it was considered to be binding. So Amr Rapapi Mishmei de Rava, Rapapi sent the name of Rava, Hai Si Tumta, that Kenyan Si Tumta, Kanya is considered a Kenyan. Says the Gemara, when you say it's a Kenyan, like it's like a Kenyan, like what does that mean? So it was a machlokes amira. Rav Chaviva, Rav Chaviva said the mikanya mash. Yeah, it's a real Kenyan. Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan said the kabuli alam mishapar. It's not a real Kenyan, but there's an idea that if someone agrees to a deal and then he backs out, mishapar meanchadar amabu meanchadar aflog. What's the makar to Mishnah Parakazov? So there's such an idea. There's something called a mishapar. So you're not allowed to back out. A situmt is a Kenyan to the extent that you're not going to be allowed to back out. The Gemara says vehilchaso the kabuli alam mishapar. The halach is like the shittas that hold that situmt is a Kenyan regarding Mishapara, Ubaasra the Nehigvi la Mikne Mamish. But if you're in a city where the custom is that when you do this Satumta, it makes a real Kenya, Kanu da Alachas, it's going to be a real Kenya. So said this Rav, Rabbi Yosef Yoel from Tarnopol, that Lachura, a Hanschlag, if it's a Kenyan, it would be Kenya Satumta. Meaning, what do you say, Kenya Satumta? That if this is the derech of the Seicharim, and this is the derech of the Tagarim, this is the way that they transact, so that's going to be considered a transaction. This is Kenya Satumta. So he said like this. He said that the Nesiva says in an art that although you find this idea of Kenya Satumta, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's pasha that Kenya Satumta only works with the Rabbanim. It doesn't work with the Raisa. He says, how do I know that? He says, because it can't be that kinyan tzitumta, the derech of the soicharim, should be better than a kinyan derabanan. Meaning you find different kinyanim that are kinyanim midirabanan. Not midai raisa, only midirabanan. Like mois, right? According to Rish Lakish, that holds that mois is Meshicha according to Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry. Meshicha according to Rabbi Yochanan. With Dvar Torah, Moses is kindness, and Meshicha only works with the Rabbana. It's a Kinyan Rabbana, right? That's what it is. It's a Kinyan Rabbana. So there's an idea of something that it's not a Kinyan Rabbana, it's a Kinyan Rabbana. There is such a Metzias. If that's the case, it can't be Satumta, which is predicated on the Derech of the Seicharim, should be better than a Kinyan that people do based on the fact that the Rabbana told you to do it. Meaning, if I'm doing this Kinyan because the Rabbana told me to do it, how could it be worse than if I'm doing this Kinyan because that's the minute, if the Torah says it, the Torah says it. But I'm just following the custom. So the Rabbana told me to do it. That's Eric, if you're following a custom. And if there's something called the Kinyan de Rabbanan, then it has to be that Situmta is also going to only be the Kinyan de Rabbanan. So this is what this Yid said. He said, that's Pashit, that a Hanschlag is a Kinyan Situmta. And that's Pashit, that Kinyan Situmta, it's a Mefurish in the Sivis, is Menit, a Kinyan de Rabbanan. If that's the case, what's essentially the Shiloh? The Shiloh is you made a Kinyan de Rabbanan. The guy made a Kinyan de Rabbanan in your animal. And you want to know, is his Kinyan de Rabbanan enough to be Mafkir, Kedushas Bechayr? He says, you know, that's totally one of the Shilohs that are Imdim Rumish Shalom, more about the Shiloh tomorrow's daf. And that is, if someone has a Kenyan derabanan, does that work for Dine Deiraisa, or does that not work for Dine Deiraisa? So for example, it's Sukkis, and you have to buy Dalad Minim. If someone makes a Kenyan derabanan and Dalad Minim, is that going to be considered a Kenyan as it relates to being able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lochem, or Lekachtam Lochem Liyem Arishan, or maybe to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Deiraisa of Lochem, you have to have a Kenyan Deiraisa. And that's a Shaila that's Kvardoshu Be'rab, and this is one of the most famous Shailas ever, literally, Beli Gosma. And if that's the case, that's mamash what this is talking. It was a Hanschlag, which is Situmta, which the Nesiva says a Kenyan Rabbanan, meaning what you want to know is whether Kenyan Rabbanan works for Dina Deiraisa. He says, no, Kvardosh Be'rab, and he wrote a whole pilpul, a whole tshuva to say what his Chavis Das is as it relates to that Shaila. So the Samsoifer was then sent this Shaila by this Rav. He wanted a second opinion. He wanted to hear what the Hilch Samsoifer had to say. So I'll just read to you the beginning. He says like this, Vihine. I see the tshuva that you wrote, and I see that you would tzolal b'mayim adirim. Right, you're swimming in mayim adirim. Ein of ro, kol tshuva is ha'achroin b'inyan zeh. Regarding what we just mentioned. V'yon, and you came out, ki situm tekinyin d'rabbana. And therefore, tell you, this shaylus tali, ikinyin d'rabbana moyel afkia, iser d'irais. Then he got involved with him in the sugya of hefker, but as an hefker, you know, kvarim atikim. Either way, he writes back to him like this. He says, "V'divrei pichachem chen." But you should know, as it relates to me, "V'ein li pnai la'ayim b'chol elu achreinim shehevi." He says, "I don't have time to look in all the achreinim that you brought me." The Chacham Soleil says, "I don't have time for this." U'b'shagam sefer machne Ephraim. So it seems that the sefer machne Ephraim was featured very prominently in the tshuva that this yid wrote. So he says, "U'b'shagam sefer machne Ephraim lo nimtza b'machnoi seino." He says, pun intended, obviously, it's not something that we have in our machna. Right? We've seen that with the Chacham Soleil said the Lukutei Amorim is something that's lo nimtza b'machnoi seino. Someone tells the Chacham Soleil something about it. Shagisari says he doesn't have time to look into Shagisari. It's interesting. Rav Moshe Kiyudua used to say things like this. It comes from Chassam Sofer, it comes from Nadi Behuda. It's something that you see by the Gedolei Apoiskim. Everything was with Mamish, with the Friedige, literally, or with coming from the Gemara, coming from the Gefes. But either way, Rav Moshe said, the Chassam Sofer said, like Rav Moshe, but the Chassam Sofer said, Sefer Machna Ephraim lo nimtza b'machna yisenu. So he says, I can't go through your whole pilpul. But he said, I just want to tell you one thing, and forwarding all the way to the end of the tshuva. He says, the whole anocha that you're making, that Hanshlak is king Zitumta, and king Zitumta is a king of Rabbanim, based on the Nesivas. He says, I want you to know, I'm choylik with this Nesivas. I hold Sanemis. I hold Mishnazai. And I hold that king Zitumta is not a king of the Rabbanim, but rather king Zitumta is king of the Reis. Shadin came menatoyr. That kol shenigo as soichrin, anytime you do a kinyan in the way that the soichrim do it, it's not a kinyan derabbanon. It's a kinyan derais. A kinyan derabbanon is a kinyan derabbanon. But with the derech as soichrim, there it's really a kinyan derais. And he says a svar, which is a very big chiddush. You have to be mispointed on the svar. But the Chassam Sofer said like this. He says, I'll tell you the gather. The gather is that the way we view these kinyanim that are derech as soichrim, as if the person is giving the other person a gift. Right? So if Reuven's giving Shimon, and he's giving to Mala Tanai. What's the Tanai? The Tanai is you're going to do X, Y, Z, whatever the derech of the soichrim is. And we know that Masna Mashakasa B'Teira, B'Dov Hashem B'Mom and Tanai Kayim, and every derech HaSoichrim is considered a Tanai B'Dov Hashem B'Mom, that's how it works. He says, I by Kinyan Derabbanan, why don't you say the same thing? So the Chassam Sofer says, V'loi Domi L'Kinyan, I'll just read his words. Hasam Loi Machalu B'Kach HaSoichrim Mutsoina. Over there the soichrim don't really want to do it that way. Ela Anusim B'Takonis Chachamim. Umitam hefker bezdin b'zeyei shloimar in koyach bi'ad bezdin alafkiyah v'loy lahaknois, and that's where all the sugis get involved. Avo b'mashe en higu mirtsoyna matoiv kol tenai shebemam and kayim min atoira b'li sofik. And he says, even though he knows the Nesivah says not that way, he's choyluk with the Nesivah. But the bottom line is the Chassam Sofer said a chiddush. Again, you have to think about the svar. But the Chassam Sofer said a chiddush, and that is kinyan tzitum is not a kinyan. It's a kinyan deiraisa. If it's a kinyan deiraisa, it takes the whole tshuva and it throws it ala panim. It's a whole different tshuva. And the whole tshuva was based on tzitumta, it's the rabbanon. The rabbanon could be mafkia deiraisa. Chassam Sofer held it's not the rabbanon, it's deiraisa. If it's deiraisa, it's going to be different. Either way, the covenant of Dvar Avron, and this is in Siman Aleph. I'm trying to begin. Siman Aleph, Anaf Aleph. See, it's about this Indian. Kinyan Rabbanon, he mafkir from a kinyan deraisa, and right in the beginning, it's Ois Gimel. He starts being mafalfa very much with Chassam Sofer, and he says a dover nifla. He says, I have a raya gedoyla to the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. Not the svar of the Chassam Sofer, but the halach of the Chassam Sofer. And that is, anytime there's a kinyan where it's being done because that's the derech of the soichrim, that's the meaning, what we know as kinyan situmta, based on the Gemara, in Bava Metzia, Ayin Dalet, it's going to be a kinyan deiraisa, it's better than a kinyan rabbanon. Derech HaSoichrim is odif from what the Rabbanon instituted, and the Rabbanon said that you should go ahead and do. And the Makar, it's based on a pasuk in Sefer Rus, and a Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, which is also Medrash Rabbah in Rosh Parsha Zayin. So we said that what's the Makar to King Chalipin? The Makar is from Boaz. Boaz purchased from the Goyal, the Ploini Almoini, the rights to go and redeem the field of Abimelech and Machla Mekilian. And the way he did it was with Chalipin. And the Pasuk says, V'zois lefonim b'Yisrael, alagula v'alatmura l'kayim kol dover, sholaf ish nalei v'nosan l'reyeyu, V'zois hatuda b'Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi, Aleph Hey in Kedushin, and the Medrash Rabbah in Rus Zayin Dalet says the same exact thing. I'm going to read it from the Medrash Rabbah. It's Zayin Yud Aleph, I'm sorry. But Rishonim, in the olden days, Hayukoine b'minol u'besandal. The derech was that whenever a kinyan took place, they would do chalipin. And what was the chalipin? They would use a minol, a shoe, or a sandal. Shenem, ashalaf ishnawe. It's a pasuk in Nach. Chazru. But then there was a time where they changed the minik. Liyos koinem biktsatsa. The way they would do a kinyan was biktsatsa. So what does ktsatsa mean? Literally, chopping. Now, this medrash is talking specifically about the way they acquired a steachusa. This is a piece of property that was an heirloom. It was part of the family dating back to Yeshua, which is what's going on in that parsha over there with Bayaz and Rus and the Pliny Almighty, right? He's buying a steachusa. So it used to be that even for a steachusa, they would use a minol and a sandal. But then they changed. Instead, they did a ktsatsa. So maiden ktsatsa. What is this ktsatsa? I'm Rabbi Yosi bar Abin. So Rabbi Yosi bar Abin said, "Kol mishu moiches hadeil legoy." If there was a person that was selling his steachusa to an inner Yehudi, are you kroiv of mevi'in chavios meleios kloyos ve'goyzen? So his kroivim would come, and they would bring a chavis that was filled with kloyos and a goyzen, right? Corn and nuts. Umeshabrim b'fnei atinoikis, and they would break the chavis in the presence of the tinoikis. Va'atinoikis melaktim va'omer, and the tinoikis would go and they would pick it up and they would say, "Niktzatz ployne me'achusasa." That just like this barrel was, right, this is reminiscent of the Bris Bein Absar, which Rashi says was the minig of Kosei Bris, Rashi and Chumash. But Al Kaponim, he said that everyone would start saying, they would go chapping all their goyzen and all, everything's flying all over the place, and they would say, Nichtzas ployni me'achuzasi, Echzira, if you ever got it back, Hayuaymim chaza ployni me'achuzasi. So listen to this match. It's the Yerushalmi also. That it used to be, they used to use a shoe, right? Shalom Vishnali. And then they changed the minig. The minig wasn't a shoe. The minig was, Hayikrevim Mevin Chobius Malayas Kloyas Vergoizen, Umishabrim Befnei Ha Tinoikis. Then it says, afterwards they started doing Kesef, Shtar Chazaka, Freit the Dvar Avram, Freit the Kovner. Can I understand something? I know what Chalipin is, a shoe. Then they went to Kesef, Shtar Chazaka, that's Psukim in the Torah, that's Dina Dairaisa. What's this business over here that the way you make a transaction is with Chavias Malayas Kloyas Vagoizen, Umeshabim Befnei Atinoikis, and they say Nixas Poyne Meachuzasi, and it sounds like this was the Chefs of the Kenyan, right? This was in lieu of the proverbial shoe, which was the Chefs of the Kenyan. See, so what's this Kenyan? It says it's Pasha. The Kenyan is, that's what they used to do. It was the Derech HaSoicharim. It's what we know as Situmta. Or what in the Chassam Sofer's times was a hanshlag. Yeah, mazal, right? Kinyonim happened that way. It sounds like that's what's going on over here. And it sounds more than that, says the Dvar Avram. That minig replaced what was a previous minig. A minig of using a shoe. Thus, haste, the shoe, which is chalipin, is mentioned in a pasuk. It's in Divrei Kabbalah. But really what the Pasuk is saying is not that there's a din, this is the way you should make a kinyan. What the Pasuk is saying is this is the way kinyanim were done. In fact, read the Pasuk. V'zois lefonim b'Yisrael ala gula v'ala tmura l'kayim koldova shalav ishnale. There was an altaminik that whenever there was a kinyan, that's what they used to do. So what did he do? V'yoyim ragoy l'boyas k'nei loch v'yish l'vnale. That's the minik. That's prevalent at that time. Let's do that. This pasuk is the Makarta Chalipa. We just darshan this pasuk in today's daf. Who's Nalai, who took off whose shoe? Right, that's what's going on. But the point is that the removing of the shoe, right, it's not Chalitza where you're removing the shoe. This was the Derech HaSoicharim. This is what they used to do. And the pasuk says that being that that's what they used to do, it's for that reason that's what they did. A Bezok, the Dvar Avram, half of a fellow. He says this pasuk is not a Makarta King Chalipin. It's a Makarta King in Situmta. That's what it's a Makarta. It's a Makarta that any time it's Vizois Lefonim B'Yisrael, Al-Gulam Al-Atmura. If it's shalafish nalai, or if you take a chavis of corn, you chop it, it's flying all over the place, and kids are trying to chaptz them. Right? That's the same thing. It's no different. That is the cheftza of the kinyan that's being described over here. The kinyan is not, oh, sadis bekesef, yuknu. Nah, that's kinyan kesef. That's a whole different inyan. This is vizois lefanim Yisrael. This is an old minig. This is a custom. This is the way that things used to go down. And that was the minig then, and that's what the medrash is trying to say. Then it was replaced with the chavis, and then they decided to follow the Din Deiraisa, which is Kesef Shtar Chazaka. But the point is that this pasuk is not a makar for Chalipin. It's a makar for Kinyan Situmta. And in fact, the reason Chalipin is koina is because Chalipin is Derech HaSoicharim. So says the Kovner Rav, Hashem Yim Kaim Damai. He said, if that's the case, Chalipin everyone knows is a Kinyan Deiraisa. Less man the palik. No one ever debated whether Chalipin's a Kinyan Deiraisa. And you know why? Because it's different Kabbalah. It comes from this pasuk. And if a Kabbalah, according to most shittas, is a din dairaisa. If that's the case, then you know what you have a makar to? Not just the makar that chalupin works, but rather what you have a makar to is that whatever is the derech ha-soicherim, that's going to work. See, he says a beautiful pshat. He says that yesh lohisif one kinech. He says al derech drush. The pasuk says v'zois lefanu b'yisrael al agulav al atmura l'kayim kol dava sholaf ish naloi v'nasan l'reyeyu. And then the end of the pasuk is v'zois hatuda b'yisrael. He says, what's the end of that pasuk? V'zois hatuda b'yisrael. It's redundant. Vezois lefanu b'Yisrael, and then again vezois. Vezois hatuda b'Yisrael. He says, I think the pasuk is saying two things. The pasuk is saying vezois lefanu b'Yisrael ala gulav ala tmura. That was something called chalipin. But then the pasuk is fearing guys that you should know that vezois hatuda b'Yisrael. Don't walk away thinking, oh, can you chalipin? No, vezois hatuda b'Yisrael. This is a dogma of a more general halacha, which is that whenever it's the derech ha-soicharim, whenever it's the derech of the tagarim, then that's going to be the halacha. So derech ha-soicharim, like the Chassam Sofer said, is better than kinyan d'rabbanan. Kinyan d'rabbanan, the Rabbanan said that this is what you should do. Now, he says clearly, if the din d'rabbanan would take on a life of its own and would become the derech of the soicharim, he says, v'shteitzach, you would have the halacha of derech ha-soicharim. Why should it be any different? Why should tzitumta making a mark on a barrel of wine or taking a barrel of corn and it's chopping it into two and it's flying all over the place be any worse than kinyan maim shloshtam, I don't know, or any kinyan d'rabbanan? It shouldn't, and it's not. But the point is, kol kam, it's not the derech of the soicharim, then it doesn't fall into v'zois hatuda b'Yisrael, and as a result, it's going to be a kinyan d'rabbanan, kishmak achi. This is wherever it's a derech of the soicharim, wherever it's a derech of the soicharim, it's going to be different. Just to end with one last tiny knech, and that is, he says, u'bezeh, with this, I think it could be miyashiv a dover nifla, and that is Rashi. In the beginning of Masechtas Kedush, everyone knows it's Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of Masechtas Kedush, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, right, has Masechtas Kedush start. So the Masechtas starts. Well, Isha Niktas B'Shalish Drachim, V'Koynes Asim B'Shtei Drachim, Niktas B'Kes B'Shtar B'Chazaka, etc., etc. So the Gemara says right in the beginning, Minyano De Reishal Amutei Mai, Minyano De Seifal Amutei Mai. According to some Rishonim, this is even from the Gaonim. It's not even part of Ravina Rav Ashi yet. Minyano De Reishal Amutei Mai, Minyano De Seifal Amutei Mai. So the Gemara says Minyano De Reishal Amutei Chopa. It's kesef shtar and bia, as opposed to what? As opposed to faith. The Rav Huna dama chuppah koyne mekal v'chayim. According to Rav Huna holds that chuppah is koyne lemutei mai. Zok di gemoy lemutei chalipin. So kadai tchamina. I would have thought hoyl v'gomar kicha kicha mistei efroin. Being that we learn kicha kicha mistei efroin, mas od the mekanya bechalipin. Just like a sod you could be koyne bechalipin. Afishanami mekanya bechalipin. Ish he could also be koyne bechalipin. Kamash malon. Not that way. Says the gemara v'em hachi nami. Why not? Sounds like a good argument. Says the gemara because chalipin isnu bepachas mishav apruta. Because chalipin you could be Koino with pachas mishava pruta, the ishna the pachas mishava pruta loy mekanya nafsha. A woman is not makna herself pachas mishava pruta. What we just said is girsas Rashi in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam has major problems with this Gemara, and because today has a different girsa in the Gemara. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says that really chalipin should work based on kicha kicha mistei efrain. Okay, so why not? Adarabba. Since the reason is because isha bepachas mishava pruta loy mekanya nafsha. There's like a swara that a woman would never be makna herself bepachas mishava pruta, and stam chalipin is pachas mishava pruta. And it's for that reason chalipin doesn't work when it fake Rabbeinu Tam. A whole bunch of kashas. Number one, what happens if the woman is pashta yada vekibla? She's makabel. Based on the svar of Rashi, the kedushin should be chal. He asks another kasha. We know how much kasef do you have to have in order to be koyin an isha bekasef? Based. Right, we're learning Perek Hazav, Perek HaKasev. Beis Hillel says that it's a pruta. Beis Shammai says it's a dinar. So the Gemara says later in the first Perek of Masechtas Kedushin, my time in the Beit Midrash. Beis Hillel, we know pruta is always money. What about Beis Shammai? So he says it on one side. The Gemara says because isha v'pachas mishavet dinar le'mekanya nasha. So the Gemara says if that's the case, Bonsi the Rabbi Yana's daughters, they were fine schmeckers and they needed a grace and nadin in order for them to be willing to be mekabel kedushin. So according to you, Beis Shammai, you can't be mekadesh Bunsi the Rabbi Yana, unless you're going to give a big sum of money, and the Gemara works with that kasha. Freit Rabbeinu Tam, a bon kasha. He says the Gemara waited for Beis Shammai to ask that kasha. What about Bunsi the Rabbi Yana? In Beis Hillel, you never had that kasha. Like Rashi, the Gemara could have asked the kasha of Bunsi the Rabbi Yana on Beis Hillel also. Because Beis Hillel says that Chalipin really should work. Why doesn't Chalipin work? Minyana the Rachel Mutta Chalipin. Because Isha Bepachas Mishav Putla Mikan. That means you're also reckoning with the Isha. So if you're reckoning with the Isha, then when it comes to Bunsi the Rabbi Yana, she shouldn't be Mekudesh, she's with a Pruta. Bon kasha, right? This is a famous Tosfos Kedushin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Dvar Avraham. Lefi Anal, it's so poshen. His lashon is that Meirim Divrei Rashi. Rashi's words are so poshen, it's Aleph based. What did Rashi mean to say? Why did Chalipin work? What is King Chalipin? It's a din Chalipin? No. Kesef's a din. Shtar is a din. Chazok is a din. There's certain dinim. Chalipin was Setunta. It was the derech. V'zois lefonim b'Yisrael la'agulav ala tmuru. This is what they used to do. V'zois hatudim b'Yisrael. This is a lesson that if this is the derech of the soichim, this is what you do. The derech of the soichim was that if you were buying a stay achuz, you would buy with Chalipin. The derech of the soichim was if you're buying barley or wheat, you would buy with the soichim. Oh, but being that Isha b'pachos mishav v'putulei mekanya nafsha, so it was never the derech to be koina nishu v'chalipin. If it's not the derech to be koina nishu v'chalipin, it's not kankinyan. So what are you going to tell me? Push the yad of the kibla. Who cares? It's not a kinyan. It's only a kinyan if it's done. If it's not done, it's not a kinyan. If chalipin is b'chetzo kinyan, okay. So you tell me, this Isha doesn't want chalipin, but that Isha does want chalipin. So push the yad of the kibla. The Gemara's teretz is a whole different teretz. The Gemara's teretz is not bunsen. It's not do a bunsen of Rabbi Yanai. The point is that the whole yisoid of kinyan chalipin is that it's kinyan tzitumta. It's the derech of the soicherim. And kamash malon that any time it's the derech, it's a kinyan deiraisa. Like the Chassam Sofer said, aha, Anschlag in Prishburg in the year 1820, that's a kinyan deiraisa. You know why? Because that's the minig. That's what people do. And if that's what people do, that's what's going to make it into a kinyan. The teretz of the Gemara was Isha b'pachas mishav v'putla mikanyan nafsha. It was never the derech. If it was never the derech, it was never a kinyan. If it was never a kinyan, there's no shaykhis. Oh, but this one person in the Welt that I wanted it. No, you don't understand. It was never a kinyan. B, that was never a kinyan. Have an issue. He brings shuv matzah. At the end of the shtickle, he says, I found in the Marit. So the Marit is like borderline Rishon. He says, I found the Marit. It's in Kedushin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. It's on this Gemara. It's in the middle of, I'm just going to read one line. Ela, Shahasudr Kinyan La'atzmai. Shemesirasi Levada, Hiakoina, Vigam Adavar. Kidam Rinan, I saw Mechalipin. Kidam Rinan, what would you say, Kidam Rinan? I would say, Bama Metzia Mem Zayin. Maybe yesterday's Daf, maybe tomorrow's Daf. It'd be one of these Dafin. Or Kinyan Gemara, like in the end of the first Berk Mesachtis Kedushin. Maybe Kidam Rinan in Rus. I don't know. Dalid Pazik Zayas, Vasilis Fanabi Saw. You know where you see this? Shahasuda Kinyan Lamatsmai. Shah Misi Rossi Lavadi Akain of Gama Dover. Kidamina Bava Mitsia Dafain Dalar Madalef. Hai Su Timta Baasra the Regina Lamiktive Kanya. The Hai Sudra Kaili Nami Kah Hoyu Regina Lahaknois. Kiddich Sev Vasilis Fanabi Israel Akayim called Dover. Zoktes Mafurish. And he said he was so besimcha because he held it was MS. And he said he said over this shtickle to a lot of different Tamid Chachamim. Kulam Hiskimuli. But the Maisa, he was still saying a chiddush that no one said. But he said he found it in the Marit. And when he found it in the Marit, he knew it was Torah Semes. And he says, Baruch Hashem, he was Mechavin to the grace of Marit.